first episode of the 19 Questions with series. Today, we're going to interview an inspirational Sri Lankan entrepreneur who has not only appeared in Dragon's Den, but also won all the hearts of the investors on the show. He is the founder and CEO of Sneaker Tapu, Mr. Kamaj Silva.
My name is Kamaj Silva. I'm from Mississauga, Ontario, and I'm here asking for $50,000 for 20% of my business.
Tell us a bit about life before Sneaker Tapu.
Growing up, I wasn't one of those go-getter kids. I thought life would fall into place. But then I turned 30, I guess, and life hadn't fallen into place. Like, the only thing, I got married and I got a great wife. But apart from that, I wanted to do something. I worked for a lot of companies, obviously. I didn't waste a lot of time, but then I ultimately wanted to do something on my own, so it was in the back of my mind always. But obviously, when I got laid off, I'm like, that's the perfect time to go do it.
Dragons, I started this business with $700 in my pocket, and I made over $200,000 within the first year.
Wow. Whoa.
So how did you start with a business with just $700?
It's the hustle, man. You cut corners, you go knocking on doors, and if they don't open, you just kick it open. It's basically creating something for yourself from scratch is it's very difficult. Entrepreneur lifestyle is not for everyone, I still work 16 to 18 hours a day. No matter, I'm probably going to be working 16 to 18 hours a day for the rest of my life, hopefully. Retirement scares me. When I'm 70 and if I have to retire, that scares me. I think I'm a workaholic but I'm working for myself. So
yeah,
everything I'm doing is for myself. So nothing goes to waste.
Okay, imagine if I was a customer, how would you sell a pair of sneakers to me?
I wouldn't sell it to you. I'll create content around the sneakers. I'll create an experience for you and you'll watch it and you'll want to buy it. I don't like direct selling. If you take a Lincoln commercial for an example, Matthew McConaughey is riding in a Lincoln in the back seat. That's all they show. They show the experience, and I'm a big believer of experiential marketing. You don't have to put buy now available here in your consumer's face. That's that was 10 years ago.
This is like Christmas.
It's better than Christmas because Christmas comes once a year.
Very cool.
Kixmas comes once a month.
Kixmas comes once a month. That's very cute.
So after appearing in Dragon's Den and winning the investment, how did you change your business and how did you plan out the investment?
There is an NDA in place, so I can't talk a lot about the investment till March 31st, 2018. The business has grown immensely. I've started two other companies, which is also sneaker fashion related. And I'm looking at investing in Sri Lanka, which is good news, right? I don't care wherever I'm in the world or wherever I have businesses in the world. If I'm not doing anything for my country, I'm nobody. So I want to invest in Sri Lanka.
That's great. What do you feel about the e-commerce industry in Sri Lanka and in a global context?
I mean, there's a lot of growth I've seen because I live in Canada, I come back every year.
Yeah.
Every March I try to come back. Each time I come back, I see growth. So I know people like Kapruka started e-commerce in Sri Lanka, and they've grown so much, and they have other businesses that's related to it. And I think there's a lot of budding entrepreneurs in Sri Lanka who's in the e-commerce space. I don't know probably to name names, but I've seen a lot, and I think this is the perfect time to invest in Sri Lanka because I think people should work hard in this country and don't blame the government. Don't blame anyone around you. You have to do what you have to do to succeed. So it's up to you. So I see a lot of entrepreneurs actually doing it. So for all the people who are lazy and who, who complain about the government, do something about it.
So would you use Facebook or Instagram to market products?
I use both.
Okay.
So if I was given a preference, I'll break it down by age. So younger, I go Instagram. Younger than younger, I go Snapchat and Facebook for everything else.
All right. Western or classical music?
Western.
Desk job or field job?
My job. Any job, as long as I'm boss.
So go back in 5 years and change your past, or move 5 years forward into the future?
I wouldn't change anything about me or anything that happened to me, because I'm here because of the experiences I went through.
One secret talent.
I think I can sing.
Number of shoes you own in total?
335 plus.
Wow. Your business idol?
It has to be between Richard Branson, Gary Vaynerchuk, and probably Mark Cuban.
Three things that were going through your mind when you were presenting your pitch at Dragon's Den?
I'm on fire. I'm going to kill this. I'm going to get their money.
Three tips that you would have for a person giving a sales pitch?
Have an emotional story that connects with your audience is number one. Know your numbers. That's very important.
Yeah.
And present yourself, man. Be like likable. Don't be don't be one of those people that no one likes.
Secret behind running a successful business?
Hustle. Hard work. 18 hours work a day is the only way to do it, but also work smart. Like, don't work like a donkey 18 hours a day, but when you're working like a donkey. So hard work is what it is.
Right. Biggest challenge that your company had to face?
Starting up, I had to convince an industry that hasn't changed since the 70s. So brick and mortar, like the footwear industry, they're like, everyone's like dinosaurs in that industry. They're so old. Like, nothing against old people, they're great workers, I'm sure. But they didn't want to change their views and create a new avenue of distribution. So convincing those first 2-3 brands was really difficult.
If not Sneaker Tub, what would your dream job be?
I would probably be a touring musician. Probably not a very good one, but I would have tried.
Three things that you miss most about Sri Lanka?
Kiribati. Probably my friends and hanging out with my friends. I'd say the beaches, man.
Finally, there is no doubt that you're a great inspiration to the Sri Lankan community for conquering an international market. So for any Sri Lankan who has the same dreams, like they're aspiring to the same kind of dreams, what advice would you give them?
I would say, stop complaining and work hard. And another thing is, if there's someone in your life holding you back, like it could be your mother, your father, it could be your brother, sister, wife, husband, your pet, whatever, like let them know this is what you want to do. Like, have a one-on-one conversation with them, a direct conversation with them, and be like, mom, for 19 years I did what you wanted to do. I don't want to regret this when I'm 40 or when I'm 80 and on my deathbed. We're all going to die, right? So you got to take the chances. You've been put on this earth for a reason. So if you don't try, you've already failed.
Kamaj.
Oh, Kamaj, no!
You got
40% of your company! Dying to say that.
My goodness!
Thank you, Ronnie.
Awesome. Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay,
you're welcome.
Next time I want the VIP box.
Yes, sir. Thank you,
I don't need the VIP box. I got my shoes.
I went in there for the dragon's money, and I got it. I slayed those dragons.
Go to sneakertub.com or sneakertub.ca. Pick your package from Sneaker Tub Original, Sneaker Tub Elite, or Sneaker Tub VIP. Pick your sneaker and clothing size. Hit subscribe and wait for the mailman to bring sneaker awesomeness to your door every month. What are you waiting for? Sign up now at sneakertub.com or sneakertub.ca. Canada only.